You make an awful lot of mistakes, Garrett. You could use some private tutoring with the boss. Let's look through these files together. Let's find the photos you lost. He begins moving the mouse, sorting through folders and pressing down on my fingers whenever he needs to click. I'm like a rag doll. My muscles have gone completely limp. I feel so strange. Oh, God. He moves his nose toward my neck and takes a deep breath. I can smell it on you. What? Shh, just relax. He places his palm on my thigh and begins slowly rubbing up and down, giving me a dirty sort of massage. I've never been this close to another guy in my entire life. It feels wrong. It feels unclean. Sir, I'm not gay. I force the words out. Neither am I. He lets out a quiet chuckle. I'm doing this for your own good. I'm teaching you. I'm your mentor. As his warm breath caresses my neck, I begin to feel something odd. My cock. It's swelling up. It's already poking up beneath my suit pants. Ugh! I let out a small, high-pitched grunt as a shiver runs down my spine. You've been a bad boy, Garrett. Sometimes the only way to educate a queer is through discipline.
Queer?
That's right. You've got the vibe. I can smell it on your breath. Sir. My face flushes as his hand moves onto my upper thigh. Do you want me to stop? He pauses. No. Please teach me. The words slip from my mouth, but I don't understand them. My thoughts are a jumbled mess. There's so much adrenaline pulsing through my veins right now. But he relaxes his grip on my body. Stand up, he commands. I slip off his lap, my clothes disheveled and my face slick with anxious sweat. Should I leave, sir? No. Take off your shirt. I stare into his jade eyes, my gaze transfixed. His aged, weathered face projects a sense of authority that causes me to shrink. This is a powerful, confident, intelligent man. I don't understand what he's telling me to do, but I feel so dizzy and weird right now. He clearly knows something I don't. Maybe I should just do as he says? My shaky fingers toss my suit jacket to the floor. I remove my tie and begin unbuttoning my shirt. Brian just sits back in his seat and watches with a look of casual amusement. The warm office air swirls around my pale, skinny chest as I drop my shirt. Pure and unblemished. His eyes slowly trace up and down my chest. That'll have to change. He grabs a thick black marker from a drawer in his desk and rolls his chair toward me.
What are you—
Shut up. His harsh voice rings out, and I obey. Using the marker, he begins writing on my upper pecs. I just watch in shock as the cool felt tip traces over my skin, sending a shiver down my spine. He rolls back and examines his handiwork. In dark, heavy letters, "Bad Boy" is scrawled across my chest. My rosy cheeks turn a deeper shade of pink.
Why did you—
Your cock likes it. He looks down between my legs and laughs. He's right. My penis is hard as hell. It's straining to rip through my pants.
What's happening to me?
Relax, Garrett. His expression softens. I've been watching you ever since you started working here. You're different from the other boys on the team. You're a shitty intern, and you'll make a shitty lawyer. But you have something much more valuable. I don't understand. I lower my eyes in shame. He's right. I keep making mistakes. He thinks I'm useless. Maybe I am. Don't look so glum. He rises from his seat. He grips my chin and lifts my face up toward him, forcing my gaze to meet his own. The sight of his powerful face causes a strange sense of comfort to wash over me. You're a queer, Garrett. Can't you see? He continues. You even have gay face. Gay face? It's nature's way of broadcasting what you are so that real men can identify you.
No! You've made a mistake, sir. I'm straight.
He slips his hand between my legs, pressing against my bulge. This says otherwise. A menacing grin spreads across his face. Little queer boy Garrett doesn't even realize what he is. Little homo Garrett fucking up his job and making a fool of himself.
You've got the wrong idea,
I try to sound strong. Do you still want to become a lawyer?
Yes, sir.
Wrong answer. He turns me around and raises one of his powerful hands. There's a moment of hesitation before he brings it down hard, smacking my ass.
Ouch!
Even through my pants, pain sears. Do you want to become a lawyer?
Yes!
Spank.
Do you want to become a lawyer?
Yeah! Spank.
Do you want to become a lawyer? I think so.
My eyes are beginning to water. Pain burns across my ass. It's making it difficult to think clearly. What the fuck is going on here?
Spank.
Do you want to become a lawyer?
No.
The word drips from my mouth, barely a whisper. I instinctively wince, expecting to feel pain, but nothing comes. See? That wasn't so hard. He turns me around and looks down with a warm smile. You did a good job there. I don't understand why, but his words cause my stomach to flutter. Thank you, sir. I look up at him with innocent, watery eyes. You're right. I'm not meant to be a lawyer. You still have a place here, though. He steps back and begins undressing.
You're a homo, and homos are born for one simple thing. Service.